Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Into the next episode of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Lindsay, the last 3 days we've been chatting about run-walk strategies for the various medals. The first one we looked at Vic Clapham. We then looked at bronze. Yesterday we looked at the Bull Rowan. A lot of people will think, oh, if you're running silver, you don't really need to be worrying about walking. But again, it's one of those things that you probably do need a couple of walks if you're aiming for a sub 7.5.
Yeah, look, absolutely. I think anybody who's borderline on a medal needs to understand that you need to be running your 5 minutes per K very late in the race. And the only way you can do that is if you find a way of maintaining some sort of freshness in your legs. So particularly the borderline silver medal guys, but I would say all the way down to your sneaky sub sevens will probably benefit from a little bit of walking. And I can tell you that in both of my silver medals, I did a reasonable amount of walking, and it was all planned walking. In my up run, I hadn't planned to walk quite so much on poly shorts, but it's important to have that walking and to keep your legs fresh. So for the silver, I like to go 10 kilometer run, 1 minute walk, but you can go as much as 15 Ks and then a 1 minute walk. And then you're still going to do walking on the longer climbs, especially Fields and Enchanga. And then if you've done a decent job, you will have a few minutes where you can actually run up poly shorts, I mean, and walk up poly shorts, which you may need to do. And certainly if you don't have the pressure, it then allows you to come off polys if you've had a few walks to be nice and fresh for that final 7 kilometers in. But I highly recommend that people going for silver do walk. I have seen a couple of questions that I'm sure that we will be answering in the next couple of days, where some of my answers will involve encouraging people to walk, because I think part of the problem why they're struggling to convert their marathon times into comrades is because they probably just run too fast too early and try and get as far as they can into the race, and that's a strategy for disaster.
It's that whole go until you blow strategy.
Yep.
That doesn't really work, does it? I've tried it a few times. I definitely speak from experience. It doesn't work. Lindsay Perry, thank you very much. We'll chat again in the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your questions in. Just get to AskCoachPerry.com, and that's where you can submit your questions right now.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at AskCoachPerry.